Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Southern Construction Pregame Show. It's a beautiful fall evening here in Piercy, Arkansas, as your 6-1 Bombers get ready to take on the 5-2 Wolf Pups of Lake Hamilton. With major playoff implications on the line and a possible home playoff game at stake, the Bombers are 6-1 for the first time since 1986. Only four other teams in Bomber history have achieved such a feat. Lake Hamilton Wolf Pups have to answer.
You okay?
Have the answer with the dog catchers in town. Tonight, looking for strays. I'm Tobias Bugsley, and I'm thrilled to be joined tonight by Barkley Terry and Brad Coleman. Gentlemen, it's Halloween night in the press box, and because we keep on wanting s'more, we decided to dress the part. What a night for football!
It's been awesome. Awesome night, awesome trip down here so far. Bombers looking to avenge a loss last year against the Lake Hamilton team that is there. And that honestly was in a game last year that we felt like we should have won. Had some snap over the punter's head, some penalties late. They made a miraculous throw towards the end zone, made the catch. They end up beating us. But it's a game that we look to avenge the loss. Kind of a good deal for the Bombers. They didn't have school today. The boys were able to get on the bus, had breakfast before they come down. So it's not the routine, normal routine of school coming down. They're able to get on a bus and make the trip, but there is one glaring missing component.
Big missing piece tonight.
Of this team, Coach Airy. Coach Airy was not able to make the trip tonight with the Bombers. Had some health issues. He's getting checked out, and out of abundance of precaution, he was going to stay home and not make the trip down and getting some tests ran, hopefully get everything figured back out so he can be around for the playoff push that the Bombers are working their way towards.
Definitely a lot to digest for these guys tonight, but they come out, they look focused, they're on the field right now, warming up, getting things rolling. Guys, we rolled into Lake Hamilton, and they rolled out the red carpet. What a place. It's beautiful out here.
It's an awesome place, isn't it? It's a man, this field, I remember coming here last year. The press box is great. We're on the home side overlooking it. They've got their huge arena that's over to the right of us over here overlooking the stadium. I know they hosted the state tournament several years back for the girls, and the 5A was here, boys and girls, and saw pictures of the inside of their stadium and gym, and it was awesome.
So right now, guys, the text line is open. You'll see we got these swagger costumes on tonight. We are the S'mores, and at least we will be for the pregame. So text us. We want to see what your costumes are. Text us tonight on the Hopper Termite Pest Control Hotline. That is 870-321-6839. Big shout out to Hopper Termite Pest Control. They're located in Mountain Home and Fayetteville. Make sure to check them out. We really appreciate them sponsoring that text line for us. But send us your costumes. We heard all week long, hey, we're having costume parties this week. We're going to be streaming you guys during the party. So we thought, hey, why not? We'll just join the party.
That was awesome. Good job.
And for those that maybe can't make it out, obviously we're s'mores. I'm representing the graham cracker end of it. I'm personally a big fan. It gives you the crunch of the s'more. It's a big component of that delicious treat.
I'm obviously the chocolate, though. I mean, I'm smooth and delicious.
Hold on one second. Let me make my case for the marshmallow.
For the mallow.
Okay. What? Everybody can have graham crackers. Everybody can have chocolate. But you know what makes the s'more America's favorite? Is you can do the burnt marshmallow if you want.
Right.
You can do the nicely toasted marshmallow if you want. Sure. You can even just barely do it and have the marshmallow that's white and do that. So you can cater, because of me, you can cater to all shapes and forms of s'mores.
You can also burn your tongue and not be able to taste things for a whole week. I mean, it's a wonderful, terrible thing.
But individually, they're just things. Together, they make something very, very special.
They do.
We're hoping we're going to see something very, very special tonight on this. Tie it all back in.
We hope so. And we hope the Bombers can get focused. Again, Brad mentioned Coach Harry not making the trip tonight, but the Bombers look focused. They look locked in. Guys, this is a game that's got big implications. I mean, playoff, home playoff potentially on the line. There's a lot at stake here for the Bombers tonight.
A lot of buzz for the boys. They know, L.A. Hamilton knows, this is a big game. Probably a top 8, 7, 10, depending on who you look at in the state matchup that's going on, and which you're going to get that in the 6A West. But I do know this. Coach Harry has been in contact. He's been up at the school. It's not like he's out where he can't speak or talk or have a good authority. He's probably watching the game somewhere as well while he's at home. But just a safety concern for him not to make the trip down here until he kind of gets everything figured out with his health. But he was. He was up talking with Coach Trable about the defense. He was up with Coach Ackland. That's the good thing when you have a veteran coach like Coach Harry. He's brought in other veteran coaches. Coach Ackland, this isn't his first rodeo.
No.
He's head coach before, right? He's been there. He's been there and led a team. And Coach Harry, I mean, guys, I don't know if you notice when I watch it, a lot of times on the sideline, he's just over here with the defense and Coach Axe coaching offense when they're out there, right? And so I don't think you're going to have a lot of – I don't really think you're going to have a lot of disruption. I know he's able to talk to the boys before they left and let them know. And, I think this – we've seen it with this team. These boys are – they're focused. This, we talk about it every week, laser focused. They're laser focused. These guys have their heads on their shoulders. They have it right. It's been awesome.
They're disciplined, and I think they'll overcome that and just want to tell you right now, make sure to check out the Bomber Sports app on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. If you don't have that downloaded, make sure you download that. Check it out. It's going to alert you when the game's playing. Also, you can check us out on Classic Hits 101.7, or we're streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Check it out. We'll be right back after this.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Werewolves of London.
Welcome back to Lake Hamilton, Piercy, Arkansas. This is the Southern Construction pregame show. Southern Construction, give them a call today, 870-405-2359. I'll guarantee if you need a roof, that's the company to call, the number one most trusted local roofing company in Mountain Home. Give them a call again today, 870-405-2359. They offer professional, quick, highly skilled roof replacements, roof overlays. They come out and do an estimate. They do a great job. Jared and team does a great job.
Yeah, I'll copy that right now. On the way down here today, I've talked about on this broadcast that they did a roof for me at my business and doing a little remodel action and having to replace a vent hood that came out of the roof. And, you know, didn't think about it when we were putting the roof on. Man, we should have done that when they were here. Called Jared. Jared's out. He's in Colorado. He calls me. He's like, man, what's up? Is it an emergency? Do you need something? I'm like, no, man. I'm just needing a couple bundles of shingles. He's like, great. I'll be back first of next week. I'll get it taken care of. Answered his phone. Took care of me. I was able to pass the information along. Great job. Great customer service there by Jared.
You interrupt your life. Hunting, man? What the heck?
I would wish I was that good.
He's on a deer stand. You're trying to get some shingles.
Hey, I'm sorry if I scared off your elk.
That's customer service.
Maybe. So he took care of me, though. I appreciate it.
Well, guys, we're back right now, and we want to preview this game right now. Bomber fans are starting to trickle into the stadium a little bit. I think we're outnumbering them so far, possibly. But, guys, let's talk about this game tonight. You know, Bombers, they got to come into town focused and ready to take care of business tonight.
Yeah, not very often do you have to travel back-to-back to locations, right? Usually it's a home and away and home and away when it gets in conference. With the conference realignment that happened last year, you know, where PA came out, Little Rock Christian came out. We were able to add Southside into that, as well as, who am I missing? We just took those two away. Oh, Shiloh Christian, that's the other one that came in. But, you know, there was a realignment, so you had to redo the schedule. Mount Home, unfortunately, had to make the trip back here to Lake Hamilton, but it's a big game. If you look at our standings and where we stand right now, Barkley, you and I were going through this kind of before the game and before we got on air here. And Greenwood's sitting at 4-0. Then you've got Mountain Home, you got Shiloh, and you've got Lake Hamilton that are all at 3-1. Okay? So Mountain Home plays Lake Hamilton this week. Shiloh plays Lake Hamilton next week. So these games matter when it comes to those top couple seeds. Someone asked me today, Heather Loftus, is the 2-seed still in play? I was like, yeah. It is. The one seed really is somewhat in play just because of the fact that if we can beat Greenwood, now this chances may be hard. We're going on the road, tough team, but it's there. But if you can win against this Lake Hamilton team and then Lake Hamilton can turn around and beat Shiloh next week, then all of a sudden we're looking at a three-way tie possibly for second place. Then it goes to tiebreakers and those points that we didn't matter. Then we're looking at a first-round bye in playoffs and hosting a second-round game. So this game has huge playoff implications. Not to mention, if you win this game, you're pretty much guaranteed a home playoff game.
Well, when you're playing football, that's what you want to be. You always want to be in the driver's seat. You don't want your season or your home playoffs, whatever you're, whether you're traveling or not, to be dictated by another team in your conference. You want to control your own destiny. And for Mountain Home to be this deep, seven games in the season, with that still in front of them, that's a great feeling. And as you said, every game, every down, every inch is going to matter in these next three games.
Will, Brett, you know, Barkley, what else is a great feeling? Being at a game and not being at somebody's homecoming. So finally, for the first time, I think, maybe the second time this season, we're at an away game, not somebody's homecoming.
Yeah, yeah. And so then you look at playoff implications. Let's go on down that road. Does the three matter versus the four? Absolutely it does, because then you start getting into your matchups. We looked at the matchups in the East, and the way it's set up, 1 and 2 from each conference get a bye. Then 1 and 2 get a bye. Then the first round games, the 3 seed plays the 6, and the 4 seed plays the 5. That's the way it works from each conference. And then you play into the other conference, okay? So let's say you're the 3 from the West. You're going to, if you win, you're going to play the 6 from the East. And then if you win, you're going to then in turn play the 2 from the East. So you kind of play into and so on and so forth. If you're the 4 from the West, you're going to turn around and play. Well, looking at the East, really, you've got 3 teams over there: Catholic, Marion, and Benton. Those teams are 4-0 in conference. Now, they got to play each other these next 3 weeks. They're 4-0 in conference. After that, it drops off. El Dorado, Sheridan, Jonesboro, West Memphis, Sylvan Hills, they're all 1-3, 1-3, 1-3 in conference, and then Sylvan Hills is 0-4. But even their records on the season, they don't even have winning records. So to get a highest seed as you can in that first playoff game, then in turn means you're playing a team that maybe not as strong, and you get to play into the other seed, the lower seed of their side over there.
Yeah, I think Catholic and Marion are actually playing tonight. I think that's a game that's going to happen tonight. So you're going to get a little bit more clarity on what the East looks like as tonight unfolds. And like you said, every game, every opportunity that you get out here on this field is going to matter in terms of where you're playing in November and potentially late November.
Yeah, it'll make all the difference. And, you know, it's going to impact how far you go in the playoffs. I mean, really, truly, you just break it down. And so you want to get the highest possible seed. So we're going to take another really quick break. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the Flippin community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yellville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flippin to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction Pregame Show, special edition Halloween in the press box. Guys, we're having fun with it, aren't we?
We are.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the offense and defense right now and break it down for it. Let's talk just a little bit about this offense. We've had a little bit of a shakeup in the offense with the starting quarterback, Brantley Phillips, going down, missing last game. You saw Barrett Miller step up and play a huge role at quarterback there. And obviously, it's still the same situation tonight, but definitely have seen a little bit of change in this offense.
Man, you have seen a change in the offense. That, from a numbers perspective, that's where this one comes in. You're averaging 324 rushing yards per game. The passing yards per game has come way down from when Brantley was running your offense. They're at 108 yards passing per game. Chenoweth, who's been kind of our feature back, you know, he's over 1,100 yards on the season thus far. Averaging 162 yards a game just out of that one guy alone. Miller, he's been bringing in more, learning different roles, kind of filling in, missed a game for a little bit of a tweak of a knee. So offensively, I expect them to continue to do what they do, and that's lean on the run, lean on the line, and chew up clock.
Yeah, we might get into this tonight, and I think the over and under might be 6 pass attempts total.
Okay,
that's between Lake Hamilton and Mountain Home. Both teams love to run the ball. Like, in the game, there might only be 6 pass attempts total in this game. It is going to be a run fest. And, you know, guys, it was awesome this week. If you didn't see it, go check out on KTLO's Facebook page, social media pages that are out there. Tobias, on your TikTok that's out there, I believe it's there too. Guys, we got to sit down with the offensive linemen. We had a wing-eating competition, King of the Wing. Us broadcast guys sit down with the starting offensive linemen and blocking tight ends. And, guys, it was awesome. It was a phenomenal meal. Just being able to talk with those guys and see the cohesiveness that they have with one another and just the competition that goes on in practice on a daily basis. There's no wonder that we run for 300-something yards a game because of the fact that they're sitting there saying, yeah, this is us, boys. This is who we are. This is what we do. You know, we asked them, when have you ever felt comfortable just over the ball? You're like, yeah, let's go. They all had different answers because they felt that way throughout the year. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that as we go through the rest of the year. Now, Barrett at quarterback has been able to get some more plays under his belt, right? He came in the Russellville game, had to come in on it, and all of a sudden it's like, we haven't been working with anything. Let's just run the ball. He came in and did that. Then all of a sudden – he has a whole game plan against Siloam. Well, we came out and really looked sloppy. So the coaches had to lean on what we're good at, which is run the ball, which is why we didn't see throwing the ball very much. But Gage Wilson, the backup, sophomore, came in, and threw the ball pretty well sometimes. So if we need to throw it, look for that change at quarterback that you may see. But I think it's just going to be Barrett run right, Chenoweth handoff, and I also think you're going to see a lot of these little fake handoffs, little dumps across the middle. Let's make it easy for five back there at quarterback.
You got two deadly weapons back there. I mean, like I think we said a few times, let the big dogs eat. Until they can stop it, let's run it down their throat. And so I like that approach. Back to the offensive line. Guys, that's the most fun I think I might have ever had in doing this in all the years that we've got the opportunity to do this. Sitting down with those guys, obviously I have a very, very soft spot in my heart for the offensive line. You know, just a group of guys that no matter what team, whether you're high school, college, professional, it's just a group of guys that never gets much love and never gets a whole lot of recognition. So to sit down and see the maturity of our offensive line, to see what they, how they've responded and how they, how important it is that they all, they get along. I mean, they go with the defensive line and eat steak dinner that they make every Thursday night together. Man, when I played in college, we wouldn't even go in the same room with the defense on Thursdays. And the fact that they get together, they sit down, they break bread, they build that sense of family and community. Guys, that's what football's all about.
Well, and selfless. That's what I got out of that thing. You know, I ran over some of the numbers with them. They didn't even have a clue. They're just going out and doing their jobs selflessly, understanding that they are an integral part of the team. And they do it so well. They're not up for the accolades. They're not trying to win a trophy. They're not trying to win an individual trophy. And it's, the proof has been in the pudding for what these backs have been able to do. They did say the backs give them a lot of love. They're very appreciative of them. But it was incredible to see how selfless they were in their gameplay.
Yeah, you know, so flipping sides of the ball, that's what we also heard from those guys is, man, we mix it up. Our defensive line, if you're going against Grin, if you're going against Eli Jones, Setzer boys, that makes you better on a daily. And I tell you what, those guys are going to have to be good tonight as our defense takes on this Lake Hamilton offense that runs that triple option, whatever you want to call, wing tee. It's got different names, but they're gonna hide the ball and deceptively hand the ball off. And the one thing that I know about this Lake Hamilton offense, when they find a weakness, they exploit it. They're going to sit there and they're going to keep going back to the well until you figure out how to stop it.
Yep. If they find it, they're going to pound and pound and pound and just continue to pick it, like you said, until they stop it. And I think it'd be interesting to see. And you know what? I want to throw down another challenge. We threw down this challenge last week. We said, all right, look, we want to do something with the offensive line, and Big Kurt responded. This week, I want to throw down another challenge, guys. Who wants to help us sit down with the D-line this time?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to sit down because, guys, they're going to have to work twice as hard tonight.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about this later, but the key tonight is our defense has to be three and out all night long. That's going to be one of the keys. And so we need somebody's help feeding them. And we will sit down
and
with
let's
them.
Let's throw the linebackers in there, too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's invite the linebackers. Yeah, let's do the box. We might be loading it up tonight, so maybe nine.
That's right.
Well, I bet we'll find somebody good to help us out with that. Let's know. Hit us up on the text line, 870-321-6839, if you want to help sponsor that. Also, let us know if you're watching at a restaurant tonight. If you're watching anywhere in the community, let us know where you're watching from. If you're having a Halloween party, hit us up on that text line again, 870-321-6839.
I don't know if they can see our s'mores costume. We'll get the cockpit cam here, man. Yeah. We're still busting up our s'mores. There it is. Decon right on point. There it is there. So that's what's going to have to happen tonight. Hey, you're on the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. Need any roofing needs? 870-405-2359. Give them a call. They will take care of your roofing needs.
They also have a showroom on Highway 201 North, Brad. They can stop in there. They can check it out. You know, Jared the crew's got all kinds of different options. He showed me some different options. We're trying to get a roof right now, so we're in the works with him. And man, he had like three or four different options. It was awesome.
We got our first guy sponsor. Someone to already feed the defense.
Somebody already stepped up. Somebody. Man, dude, that's why I love these
Central
people.
Central Heat there. So they would step up and take care of the box.
Awesome.
Maybe so they're the heat awesome. Box. The hot box. That's what we can call it.
The hot box.
The hot box. To Matt, come over there. Thank you, Matt, for stepping up doing that. Well, there Matt. It is right there. So, guys, you're listening to the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. You're also listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7 and Bomber Sports Network. We'll be back shortly.
Come join us for the Salvation Army's 8th Annual Red Kettle Cook-Off on November 1st at Real Life Church. Local chefs will be cooking up their best dishes, and you can enjoy mouth-watering food from Letty's, Tasty Greens to Go, Raps Baron Brewery, Jamie's, Fred's Fish House, and more. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the Salvation Army, Arvest Bank, KTLO, and Staff Bank, and First Community Bank. Get your tickets today and make a difference while tasting the best our community has to offer.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction Pregame Show on a special Halloween edition. If you're wondering why we're dressed up like the s'mores.
We did get one on our text line, Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line. Said, I just tuned in. What's up with the costumes? We're the s'mores.
S'mores.
We thought y'all wanted some more of us and some more Bomber football. So what better costumes to go with that?
Roll with it. Graham cracker, the mellow, the chocolate. They're gonna have to go back and watch the first part of the whole discussion.
The whole thing. I still think I'm the best.
So, guys, let's talk about the keys to victory tonight. And we got into it just a little bit there, but you know, I talked about earlier. I really think it's going to come down to the defense and the three and outs, and really maybe forcing some turnovers there. And not making it really be in the hands of the offense. I mean, if we can do that tonight, I really expect the Bombers to have some success. But what do you guys see at the keys to victory tonight?
You know, Tobias, speaking when we were with the offensive line, they said it. They told us, you know, they're good. Lake Hampton's good at running the football. We expect them to run the football. But he goes, you know what? We're really good at defending the run, too. Giving props to that D-line inside that box, what happens in that front, it's going to dictate. And it's going to be strength on strength, just gladiators out there fighting, because Lake Hamilton presents a senior-laden offensive line. You've got a senior-laden defensive line, and vice versa when you flip the script. So I think your keys to victory is when you get those backs, you have to wrap up. You can't have missed tackles in a game like this. You've got to limit your turnovers, and you definitely need to cause at least one or two.
Yeah, I mean, it's the key to Mountain Homes games pretty much all year long, right? Spider-Man running down here. Look at here. That's pretty much Spider-Man. That's awesome.
What's up, man? I got chocolate here. Spider-Man.
So keys to the victory. I think it's right. We got to run the ball. We got to know who our identity is. You know, you get into this time of the year and you got to know your identity. Know who you are. Guys, it was on full display when we had those offensive linemen. We know our identity. We are running the ball. We are a in-your-face, physical team. This is a team that can match us, though. But I'm going to throw a key to victory I didn't see anybody coming. Special teams. Can we have a free game, a mistake-free game in the special team side of things? When we get down inside that 20 and can't punch it in, can we get the field goals? Can we get the 3 points? We were watching their field goal kicker. I don't know if it was just a bad night or what was going on, but he was struggling. He was struggling. There is a little bit of a breeze, not much, but, guys, Ballard is good. Ballard's got a leg on him. Can Ballard step up and make a big field goal? Because I believe, personally, that's going to be the difference in the game. It was the difference in the game at Southside here. Southside had a 25-yard field goal to win the game and missed it, right? I just believe this is going to come down to special teams and mistake-free game.
I agree, but that's only if it's close. Guys, I'm telling you.
At least close?
I don't think it is, and here's why. Okay. Harry's not with them. There's a chip on their shoulder. Those guys have a love for that man that is unmatched.
You're right.
And they are going to – like, they're already angry. You want to do good for your coach. And the fact that he's not here to make the trip with them, I'm telling you what, those guys are dogs. They're coming out to eat wolf pups live tonight. And guys, it's going to be mass carnage on the field tonight. I'm telling you, I'm calling it right now. 21, 21. We win by 21.
Whoa. I don't know that I can disagree. I like it. I'm in. I'm sold. You got me. Yeah, I mean, are you sold?
No, Tobias is leading hard on the intangibles, these intangibles. But in the game of football, those intangibles get real.
It does.
And we're not talking about just athletes out here. These are humans. These are people. And the love they have for coach, like you said, that's a real feeling. So I think you may have something. I think you may be cooking something up that smells a little good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ack's going to be there. I mean, he's calling O anyways. And, you know, I feel like Aerie's been investing in these other coaches, guys. I mean, you can't tell me that they're not fully locked and loaded and ready to call it and to get it done and to bring that dub home with Coach tonight.
I will share. I sat in when the interview process with Coach Aerie came through, and his quote was, "You need a coach that pours into other coaches." Is that quote? He said that. He goes, "You need a coach that pours into other coaches. You need a coach that makes every coach around him better because the athletes are here. You just need guys to coach them up." And I think we're going to see that tonight. Russ Rawls did hit us up on the sideline, the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. Russ was able to hit us up on the sideline. I asked him his keys to tonight's game. Let's hear what he had to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias.
So we lost Russ there on that. Sorry, guys. We did have it playing here. I understand it didn't come through maybe on some end. We'll work on getting that back to you. But he was talking about it sounded pretty windy down there.
Yeah, he did. What, did he just run a marathon? It is a long walk in here.
Yeah. But it was he was kind of shouting the same echoes. The keys is just how do we run the ball and what do we do as a team? And not sure why that didn't come through, but we'll work on that and try to get that interview there for Russ. But, I echo what he says, guys. I'm with him 100%. I think he's on board with us. Anybody who's been around this Mountain Home football team this year knows we're physical. We run the ball. It's no denying. There's no hiding it. It's not like we're going to come out and throw the ball 35 times tonight. We're just probably not going to do that and probably not more than five. And we're going to say stop it if you can.
No, you got to be able to mix something in there, though, Tobias. You got to be able to throw a little bit something in there just to keep the defense a little bit on their heels so they're not just ears pinned back coming straight forward. And I think Ackland's going to have a nice little recipe, something to keep them guessing, those pups guessing.
That's right. I think, ace up the sleeve. And I mean, first what we're getting ready to see is just a good old-fashioned slobber knocker. You're getting ready to see two teams that don't like each other fighting for third place just getting ready to beat on each other. So who's going to have that ace up the sleeve? Which offense is going to take that gamble? And, I like Ack. I know he's going to be ready, and I know the offense is going to be ready, and it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think they're going to take some shots tonight.
So you've been listening to the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show here. We're about 11 minutes away from kickoff, and we got one more quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to have starting lineups and pregame intro as we come back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you struggling to find time to get your banking done between 8 and 5? At FNBC, we understand that you're busy, especially during banker's hours. That's why our iBanker live tellers are available to assist you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Simply pull into one of our 14 convenient drive-thrus, tap a screen, and you'll be connected with one of our iBanker live tellers who will quickly get you taken care of and on your way. You and FNBC iBankers, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.